Country Club FM. It's Almanac time and making its debut courtesy of Donna and Marlon from Maple Grove.
Blue bell.
It's two-tone. It's oblong. It's not completely square, so you get different sounds. You go this way. A little higher.
Very nice.
You notice that? It's a two-tone. Two-tone cowbell.
Two-tone cowbell.
So
love
thank
it.
You. Thank you, Donna and Marlon from Maple Grove. Donna came up and admitted that they are self-proclaimed Almanac junkies.
Well.
So we have junkies now.
Yeah. There should be some sort of medication or a salve to clear that.
Now all we need are cronies.
Yeah.
If we get some cronies, then we really hit the jackpot. This date, Monday, February 20th, and that was at Hooked on Classics in Watertown. We were there off of Highway 25.
That's right.
For the all-request lunch hour. That's when Don and Marlon stopped by. We had a great crowd, too. Thanks, everybody that came out. That was a lot of fun. Pizza was great. Music was good. Requests were outstanding.
It was really good, yeah.
And when's the next day we're going to be there? March 3rd?
Yes, it's
first
another
Friday.
March. Yep. That's going to be Fridays.
Today is the 51st day of the year. It's President's Day, so we would have President George Washington in the news, of course, on this date. He went postal on this date. President George Washington went postal. He signed the Postal Service Act, 1792. We got the whole post service, U.S. Post Office, got cranking up, 1792 on this date.
Don't we celebrate, and this is Lincoln and Washington's birthday celebration.
Observed.
Combined
into
one.
Right, yeah, don't forget about Lincoln. We talked a lot about Washington, but don't forget about Lincoln, because he's kind of lopped in there as well.
Yep.
1839, this came too late for Alexander Hamilton. The U.S. Congress prohibited dueling in the District of Columbia, though. The duel, the Burr-Hamilton duel, actually occurred, I think, in New Jersey or New York, one of those two.
Yeah.
One of the news. That was 1839. 1872, a guy by the name of Silas Noble and his buddy J.P. Cooley patented the toothpick manufacturing team and machine. Is there anything more, is there any more relief when you get that, you've got something stuck in your tooth and then you finally locate a toothpick? So much more effective than the little tip on the cap of a Bic.
Right.
One of those clear Bic crystal pens, the Bic crystals or paper clip can be injurious to your gums and tissues.
Right.
So the toothpick. I always enjoyed the flavored toothpicks myself.
Well, yeah, those are harder to come by, it seems like.
We used to make our own flavored toothpicks. We would get that concentrated cinnamon. It was cinnamon. It was a liquid.
Yeah.
It's like liquid smoke, but it was liquid cinnamon. And then we would soak those overnight and then bring them to school and we would chew on them. That was kind of our, whatever they do now. I don't know what kids do now, but that was kind of our deal.
Okay.
And they were strong. That was strong.
Strong cinnamon.
Strong cinnamon. That was 1872. 1901, again, you're still planning your trip to Hawaii?
Yes, I am.
We do have some Hawaiian history on today's almanac. The first territorial legislature of Hawaii was convened. 1901, so an historic day for Hawaii. They had their first legislature.
Boy,
territorial.
Sure took them a long time to become a state.
Right.
You know, from 1901, it took another 58 years.
We weren't sure.
Yeah.
1944, Batman and Robin, comic strip, appeared in newspapers for the first time.
Nice.
Batman and Robin, Bob Kane, along with this other guy. It wasn't just Bob Kane, it was another guy, and I can't remember his name. But Bob Kane gets just about all the credit when it comes to creating Batman and Robin. It's been a good franchise, I would say.
It has.
Huh? The Lego Batman movie was number one. You just can't go wrong with Batman. You throw Batman in, it usually does pretty well. That was 1944. 1962, we made history on this date in the space race.
Give Godspeed, John Glenn. 10. 9.
Yeah, that's John Glenn, part of the Mercury Project. He was aboard the Friendship 7. He made history when he orbited the world, the Earth, three times in 4 hours, 55 minutes. First American to orbit the Earth on this date, 1962. Unfortunately, the Soviets actually beat us to it. A guy by the name of Yuri Gagarin was the first human to orbit the Earth. John Glenn became the first American, 1962. And, of course, we lost John Glenn just a few months ago.
Right.
In December. That was back in 1962. 1966, Admiral Chester Nimitz. Was there any guy, is there anybody more tough than Chester Nimitz?
No.
He commanded the Pacific Fleet during World War II. He has a rather large aircraft carrier named after him, the USS Nimitz.
Yes.
He died, and that's right now the oldest carrier. I just looked it up. The oldest carrier that is still in service. It was thrown in service, I think, in the mid-70s. Chester Nimitz died at the age of 80 on this date, 1966. 1992, you know, the debate rages on. Are you a Dick Sargent guy or are you a Dick York guy?
Yeah.
They're both good. I think Dick Sargent had his, you know, as Darren Stevens, he had his pluses and minuses. And Dick York had his pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
I think the facial expressions of Dick York, he was a little more rubbery in the face.
Yeah, I was kind of more of a Dick York guy.
Yeah, well, it was on this date, Dick York, who played Darren Stevens, the first Darren Stevens on Bewitched, passed away. He was 63.
Please! Would you mind knocking before you pop in?
You're on your way to work.
I am. And somehow you showing up makes it all seem worthwhile.
He always had good exchanges with Endora.
Yes.
On Bewitched. Dick York died. He was 63. He had emphysema. He was a heavy smoker.
Yep. Cost him.
That was back in 92. 1998, we were able to put that whole what's-her-face. You know, you had your Kerrigan and Tanya Fisher or Tanya Harding thing.
Yes.
We were able to put that behind us. Tara Lipinski made us forget all about that mess from the previous Olympics in 1994. American Tara Lipinski, at the age of 15, became the youngest gold medalist in Winter Olympics history. She won the ladies' figure skating title at Nagano, Japan, on this date, 1998. 99, Gene Siskel passed away. He was Siskel and Ebert, of course, at the movies. Two thumbs up, two thumbs down, one thumb up, one down, who knows. He was 53. He died very young on this date. He was a collector of movie memorabilia. When he passed away, he owned the John Travolta white suit from Saturday Night Fever.
Wow.
He owned that. And
he
owned some other memorabilia. I can't remember what he passed away. It was with cancer.
I could maybe do a
Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert had cancer.
Right.
Remember, he had the throat and the jaw cancer, where he actually had to put in a fake mandible on Roger Ebert. 1999 is when we lost Gene Siskel. 2003, at least 96 people killed. This is where we were talking about this. Not too long ago, Great White. Now, they list them as heavy metal band. Now, I grew up in the 80s. Great White was not heavy metal. They were
hair band.
They were hair metal, hair band, hair rock, that kind of thing. Twice Bitten, Once Shy. No, Once Bitten, Twice Shy was their big hit. And this was the date where they were performing in Rhode Island at a nightclub called The Station. And 96 people were killed because the pyrotechnics they were using set the nightclub on fire. Was swallowed up by flames after spark shot from the back of the stage. The group kicked off their set. One of the band members, I think, actually also perished in that fire. That was 2003. Kind of changed the way we do things. They had to set up new legislation, everything on indoor pyrotechnics for bands and everything like that.
Yeah, they had to pare them way down.
Basically reduce them to a couple sparklers.
Yeah.
2005, former teenage film star Sandra Dee passed away on this date. She was 63, best remembered as Gidget.
Ramsey, shut off that infernal racket.
Infernal racket. No wonder they call him a lost generation.
There
almost
she
sounded
is.
Like Jack Albert.
She's a Gidget. Yeah, I don't think he was in that.
No.
Sandra Dee, Gidget, 63 today. Who played Gidget on TV? Remember, it was Sally Field.
Yeah.
2005, Sandra Dee passed away. And we also, on this date, 5 years later, he always seemed like he was somewhat power hungry. Alexander Haig, Secretary of State, always seemed like, even if the president was in the room, he's the guy who thought that he was in charge.
Yeah.
And he passed away. Alexander Haig, he was the Secretary of State for a couple of years under Reagan.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the vice president, and in close touch with him. If something came up, I would check with him, of course.
That was him the day that Reagan got shot. Alexander Haig, at the age of 85, passed away 2010. Let's move on to birthdays now today. fashion designer. I don't think there's an item of clothing in our house. I'd have to check with my wife. I know I don't own any Gloria Vanderbilt collection clothes. She's 93. I didn't know this. She's the mother of TV anchor, CNN anchor Anderson Cooper.
I did not know that either.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. So there's a tidbit. You learn a little bit of everything here on the Bob Almanac. So Gloria Vanderbilt is 93 today. He is referred to as one of the great actors of all time. Sidney Poitier
is
90 today.
Let me tell you something. I owe you nothing. If you carried that bag a million miles, you did what you were supposed to do. Because you brought me into this world. And from that day, you owed me everything you could ever do for me, like I will owe my son if I ever have another.
There he is from Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Katharine Hepburn is in that movie.
Spencer Tracy, I believe, was in that movie.
He won an Oscar for Lilies in the Field, but it was Sergeant. Is it Sergeant or Lieutenant Tibbs from In the Heat of the Night?
He was
Virgil, right? Virgil Tibbs. He was in the movie.
He was Detective.
He was in the movie in the Heat of the Night.
Yes, he played Mr. Tibbs and then recreated that character, and they call me Mr. Tibbs.
That's right. And To Sir With Love, he was in that theme song sung by Lulu. Sidney Poitier, happy birthday, still going strong at 90 today. Roger Penske, the Penske team, Penske Racing Team, Penske Moving Company, Penske this, Penske that. There's a lot of Penske stuff, so he's done quite well. Roger Penske, that's usually my moving truck of choice. I've gone with Penske. The two times that I've moved, I've used Penske's. Nothing against U-Haul, but it just seemed like they were cheaper. Roger Penske was 80 today. Phil Esposito, one of the few NHL players to score 700 career goals. Tony was his brother. Tony was the goalie.
Goaltender. Yep.
Phil Esposito, Hall of Famer, 75 today. Who did he play for primarily?
Most of his career with the Bruins or the Rangers, right? Bruins, I thought.
I think you're right.
Tony Esposito, of course, was with the Blackhawks.
Yeah,
right?
He was a goalie, as we mentioned before. So he is 75 today. Sandy Duncan.
I like wheat thins with cheese and fruit, but I think my favorite way of eating wheat thins is just right out of the box. One after the other.
Wheat thins, the light little cracker with
Sandy Duncan walking through a wheat field in a halter top showing off her midriff in 1981, telling us about how she likes to eat wheat thins. Yes, Sandy Duncan. She also took over for Valerie Harper on the Hogan Family.
Okay.
And she's also very well known for playing Peter Pan on Broadway. 75, Sandy Duncan. And with her in short hair, she looked like a little boy.
Yeah.
Sandy Duncan is 71 today. We have a musician. The band was named after him. He wasn't the lead singer. Peter Wolf is singing there for the Jay Giles Band.
Yes.
But Jay Giles himself, John Giles, is having a 71st birthday. Happy birthday to Jay Giles. Peter Strauss is 70 today. Was in a, if it was a TV miniseries in the 70s, he was in it. Rich Man, Poor Man, many others. Dirty Sexy Money, The Jericho Mile, and then a TV movie. Won an Emmy for that. Mm. Peter Strauss is 70 today. Ivana Trump. Donald Trump, is that his first wife? How many wives has he had? Has it been three? Was he ever married to Marla Maples, or he was just with her?
I don't know. I think we should do a little fact checking.
But Ivana Trump is 68 today. Anthony Head, 63, from the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Patty Hearst, publishing heiress. 60, remember she was taken hostage way back when? Wasn't it by the Symbionese Liberation Army? 63 today for Patty Hearst. Charles Barkley, Sir Charles.
That's terrible. What's wrong, Chuck? That's a terrible idea.
That's absolutely terrible. It's Charles Barkley, 54. He was one of the best players. He did a lot. He was only 6'4", but he played like he was 6'8 or 6'9.
Yeah, and they listed him initially as 6'6", but I don't think he was.
No,
you're right.
No.
He was the round mound of rebound.
He was the round mound of rebound. One of my favorite lines ever. Was he had just maybe retired, and it was a few years after his retirement. He was playing golf, and of course they called him Sir Charles, and one of the commentators, it might have been one of those celebrity golf things, he says he should be called Circumference.
now because he'd put on a few pounds. But Charles Barkley, always entertaining, good commentator. He'll say some controversial stuff every now and then on that the TNT NBA get-together. Charles Barkley is 54. French Stewart is 53 today. He was one of the aliens in the Third Rock from the Sun.
I've thought of a job for myself. I can catalog the dangers that surround us on this planet. For example, getting your fingers crushed in a car door.
There he is. He was kind of the whiny one, kind of the high whiny voice. You can tell there. French Stewart is 53, Third Rock from the Sun. His best known work, Cindy Crawford, the lovely supermodel Cindy Crawford. I remember best from that Diet Pepsi. Was it Pepsi or Diet Pepsi commercial where they're playing Just One Look by Doris Troy?
Yes.
And there's two boys, young boys, kind of ogling.
Ogling, yes.
Cindy Crawford is 51. She's got the little mole that she works.
Yeah,
she works that, yeah.
Still very attractive.
She is 51. Actress Lily Taylor is 50 today. Happy birthday to her. Let's see, who else do we have here? I didn't do my proper editing because there's a bunch here that I wanted to delete. See you later, all these other ones. Goodbye. Until we get to Justin Verlander. Happy birthday to Justin Verlander. He is 34 today. Justin Verlander doing his best. He has kind of come back down to earth a little bit. He wasn't that good last year, was he?
Right.
But the Detroit Tigers?
Yeah, he was more in the 500 range, but he still had some dominating performances. Then he had, where he got hit hard, too.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back to Backstreet Boys singer Brian Luttrell.
Mm. You are my fire, the one desire.
There he is, kicking off the vocals.
When I say I want it that way.
He wants it that way, but the Backstreet Boys, they're getting old. He's 42 today.
Wow.
Brian Luttrell. Who else? Trevor Noah, the host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, is 33. And we'll wrap up the folks that are still living and breathing here today. Rihanna. Pretty well-known singer.
She's attractive.
Grammy Award-winning singer Rihanna is 29, and happy birthday to her.
All right, we do have some gone but not forgotten today. Auto designer and race car driver Enzo Ferrari.
When I was looking for a new car, I was pricing Ferraris, and they were a little out of my range.
Just slightly out of.
Yeah, we would have had to extend the payments out to 25 years in order to get
it. It's hard to get the car loans that long. Ferrari was born on this day, 1898. Landscape photographer Ansel Adams.
Should have edited him out.
Was born on this day, 1902. I don't know. He's very well known.
I'm sure he is. Gail Gordon. How about him?
Yes, I know Gail Gordon. You edited him out from the...
I didn't.
Oh, I thought you
I don't have any audio for him.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, he was Mr. He was Lucille's
boss. Yeah, he would always show up on multiple Lucy shows.
Sure. He was also in Dennis the Menace, R. Miss Brooks. Gail Gordon.
Was he one
actor,
of the
1906.
He was one of the Mr. Wilsons.
I think he was on Dennis the Menace. Yep. Let's see. Editing him out. Disney announcer Dick Weston. Remember his voice?
I do.
Don't miss the full-length television premiere of the funniest movie ever unleashed, The Shaggy D.A. Next week on The Wonderful World of Disney.
We all watch
The Shaggy D.A.
Yeah, we all watched The Wonderful World of Disney Sunday nights there for a long time. That was the voice of Dick Wesson, who was born on this day in 1919. Director Robert Altman, 1925. Very well known for his work developing A Prairie Home Companion, the movie. Also, Gosford Park, MASH, the movie, and some others. He was born on this day, 1925. She was Miss Kitty on Gunsmoke for 19 of the 20 years the program aired. Her name, Amanda Blake.
Well, Mr. Ross ordered it for me 6 months ago.
Those mails are really slow out here, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. This came on the Santa Fe, Matt, not by Pony Express.
Hmm?
I ordered the hat 6 months ago. It arrived 4 months ago, and I've been wearing it ever since.
Oh, well.
I'm glad you like it, though.
Marshall Dillon got caught in the old trap. He didn't he didn't notice a new hat.
Yep, the Miss Kitty hat.
It took 4 months for him to notice a new hat. That's just happened at my house before. Is that shirt new? No, I've had it for a year, and I've worn it several times. I hear that many times. Neil Freeman, what's your analysis of the relationship between Miss Kitty and Marshall Dillon?
It was special. They were an item.
Were they involved? Did they have relations?
Well, I tell you what, he never kissed her, I don't think, in 19 years on the program.
Benefits?
That's what they had dinner in her room a lot, though.
Okay, well.
So, you know.
That might have suggested something.
May have. But, yeah, it was very strange. You know, they were an item throughout, but, you know, it was always downplayed because Matt wearing a badge, it was hard to have that relationship. She died at a young age, basically. She was a heavy smoker as well, and cancer started to creep in, but she contracted AIDS from, like, her fourth husband, and that is her official cause of death, AIDS complications for Amanda Blake, who was only 60 when she passed away. Musician Randy California is with the group Spirit.
This was their big hit, 60s. Yep. Now, they were the other, they're the group that's been suing Led Zeppelin. They've been trying to sue Led Zeppelin because they had another song called Taurus that sounded an awful lot like the beginning to Stairway to Heaven. So, Spirit has been in the news the last, I don't know how many, couple of years, whatever.
1951 for Randy California. I guess I'd have to double check, see if that was his real last name. It seems a little bit of a stretch.
Randy, Arizona.
Yeah, could have been. Auto racer Scott Brayton was born in this day, 1959. He was killed in a training run at Indy at the Speedway. He went into turn two, hit the wall at about 230 miles an hour. That did not work out. Scott Brayton was killed instantly before an Indy race, like the week before. He was born in this day, 1959. And former Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain was born on this day, 1967. I believe it was some drugs and that.
Right, yeah, he was depressed and had some issues going on with drugs and alcohol. He was a genius. A lot of people, I mean, he was seen as a
musician.
Yeah, a genius. Genius. Yep. And when he passed away, it was kind of like John Lennon. It was very, very much like John Lennon for that generation of the grunge rock from the early 90s in his band Nirvana.
Gene Siskel, brain cancer.
Okay.
Ivana Trump, first wife, Marla Maples, second wife for 6 years. At a hotel bar.